The North American Congress on Latin America, or NACLA, is an independent, non-profit organization founded in 1966 that provides information and analysis on Latin America and on its complex and changing relationship with the United States as tools for education and advocacy. The color red bursts from the walls and from the clothes of hundreds of Salvadorans and Salvadorian Americans who were gathered to welcome El Salvador's Vice President, Salvador Sanchez Seren, the former guerrilla commander of the FMLN and this party's candidate for president in next year's elections. One of those here is 28-year-old Rosa Lozano.
Well, I'm a second-generation Salvadoran immigrant. Both my parents were guerrillas in the Civil War and very active in the FMLN and kind of in my blood. So I came to be part of my community.
Sanchez Seren is in Washington, D.C. to meet with one of the country's most influential groups, Salvadorians in the United States. Salvadorians are now the third largest Latin American group in the United States, and Washington, D.C. is the only city in the country where most Latinos are Salvadoran. Salvadorians abroad are responsible for El Salvador's largest source of revenue, as their remittances account for nearly $4 billion a year. But despite this, Salvadorians were barred from voting abroad until this year. Sanchez Seren says that this situation needed to change.
Los salvadoreños, primero, somos una nación.
Salvadorans are a nation larger than our territory because the territory is 21 square kilometers. But Salvadorans are in the United States, Canada, in Europe. We're in many countries around the world. We can't see the Salvadorans who live abroad as people that we expel so that they can send us money. I think that this is a view that is outside of the view of rights of a citizen.
De los derechos de un ciudadano.
El Salvador is now one of over a dozen Latin American countries that allow their citizens to vote from abroad, which has the potential to shape Latin American politics, particularly in a country like El Salvador. Hugo Carbajo is a union worker in the D.C. area.
You know, they keep telling us how many, you know, Salvadorians are in the United States, over a million, maybe 2 million now. So if, if a half a million people go out and vote, I mean, that will be make a huge difference over there because, in El Salvador alone, it's only, I believe, close to 2 million. People vote. So if even 200,000 go out and vote here, that will be, that will make a big impact in the election over there.
Although Latinos in the United States are passionate about issues such as immigration reform, this does not mean that they abandon politics in their home country. Dora Hilda Escobar is a Salvadorian business owner in the Washington, D.C. area.
We'd like the Salvadorans who are in El Salvador to have more opportunities than the ones we had, because we immigrated to this country because of the many needs that exist in El Salvador. So we wouldn't want Salvadorans to keep coming because it is very difficult to live in the United States, and we don't want our compatriots to live through what we have lived. If they have opportunities in El Salvador, then we would like them to stay there.
Si tienen posibilidades en El Salvador, pues nos gustaría que se quedaran allá.
There is also a deeper reason behind Sanchez Seren's visit. The FMLN was the major guerrilla force during the country's civil war, fighting against the Salvadorian government and its allies in Washington, who funded the Salvadorian military and the death squads responsible for acts of genocide. As part of the 1992 peace accords, the FMLN became a political party, but was kept out of the presidency until Mauricio Funes was elected in 2008. This delay was largely due to the scare tactics implemented by the Salvadorian right and its inter-American allies, who argued that if the FMLN gained power, they would cut off relations with the United States, and that all Salvadorians there would be deported.
Queremos decirle al mundo.
We want to tell the world that we will continue deepening relations between El Salvador and the United States. These relations for over 40 years are historic. And besides, we're partners. We're partners in the battle against crime, against drug trafficking, against gangs. We work together for the integration of Central America.
Juntos por la integración centroamericana.
Although many here are wary about the United States' interest in Central America, they have still come to support El Salvador's left and its presidential candidate. People do, however, expect results.
The idea is not just to vote so that they can fool us and so that we think that, because we voted, they are going to do what we say. We want them to appreciate our votes, that if we struggle to send remittances from here and to watch over our family, calling them every 8 days, we want them to take our votes, what we decide, into
account.
With these votes now being counted, people are hopeful that substantive change will come to El Salvador.
From Washington, D.C., I'm Enrique Salvador Rivera. This piece was produced for WJFF. For more information on NACLA, please write to info@nacla.org or check us out at www.nacla.org.